This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for Monday, April 17th. I'm Curtis Fox. Today, two very male poems by Jeffrey Brock and Tony Hoagland. Every Monday this month, which, as you must know by now, is National Poetry Month, we've been featuring poems read by actors. Today we're going to hear two poems with a distinctly masculine point of view. I say masculine because both poems are about men thinking about women in the way men, at least heterosexual men, often do, as players in their own fantasies. Both poems are little comedies of male narcissism. The first poem is called "And Day Brought Back My Night" by Jeffrey Brock. It's about a man who dreams he is reunited with his wife.
It was so simple. You came back to me, and I was happy. Nothing seemed to matter but that. That you had gone away from me and lived for days with him, it didn't matter. That I'd been left to care for our old dog and house alone couldn't have mattered less. On all this, you and I and our happy dog agreed. We slept. The world was worryless. I woke in the morning, brimming with old joys, till the fact checker showed up, late, for work, and started in. Item, it's years, not days. Item, you had no dog. Item, she isn't back, in fact, she just remarried. And oh yes, item, you left her, remember? I did? I did. I do.
Ken Marks reading "And Day Brought Back My Night" by Jeffrey Brock. I've been puzzling about one small detail in this poem. It's clear that the speaker has been dreaming he was reunited with his wife, right? It's also clear that the fact checker, otherwise known as reality, shows up late to tell him his wife is long gone. But why does the fact checker show up late? What is that supposed to mean? Most of the time when we wake up, it only takes a second or two to separate dream from reality. The only thing I can think of is that every now and then we have dreams that are so powerful that we're still caught up in them, even though we're awake. And this seems to be what's meant by the tardiness of the fact checker.
I woke in the morning, brimming with old joys, till the fact checker showed up, late, for work, and started in. Item, it's years, not days. Item, you had no dog. Item, she isn't back. In fact, she just remarried.
And then there's the fact checker's final blow and the speaker coming to full consciousness.
And oh yes, item, you left her, remember? I did? I did. I do.
You can just hear the air going out of the speaker's narcissistic fantasy with that final, rueful, I do. Jeffrey Brock teaches creative writing and translation at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. The next poem, by Tony Hoagland, also hinges on the memory of a woman, although in this case it's a woman the speaker saw at a party. It's unclear whether he knows her well. All we know is that he's simultaneously turned on and troubled by her beauty. The poem is called "Hostess," and once again the reader is Ken Marks.
All I remember from that party is the little black dress of our hostess, held up by nothing more than a shoestring of raw silk, which kept slipping off her shoulder. So the whole time she was talking to you about real estate or vinaigrette, you would watch it gradually slide down her creamy arm until the very last moment when she shrugged it back in place again. Oh, the business of that dress was nonspecific and unspeakable, and it troubled all of us like the boundary of a disputed territory or the edge of a borderline personality. It was like a story you wanted to see brought to a conclusion, but it was also like a story stuck in the middle of itself, as it kept on almost happening, but not, then almost happening again. It took all night for me to understand the dress was designed to fail like that. The hostess was designed to keep it up, as we were designated to chew the small rectangles of food they serve at such affairs, and to salivate while the night moved us around in its mouth. This is the way in which parties are dreamlike, duplicitous places where you move in a kind of haze between the real and the pretended. All I remember from that night is that I had come for a mysterious reason, which I waited to see revealed, and that by the end of the evening, I had found my disappointment, which I hoped no one else had seen.
Hostess by Tony Hoagland, read by Ken Marks. The poem is not really about the hostess herself. She's just a prop in a comedy of male desire, or rather the endless frustration of male desire.
Oh, the business of that dress was nonspecific and unspeakable. And it troubled all of us like the boundary of a disputed territory or the edge of a borderline personality. It was like a story you wanted to see brought to a conclusion, but it was also like a story stuck in the middle of itself, as it kept on almost happening, but not then almost happening again.
So what was the hostess herself thinking when all of this wardrobe adjustment was going on? The speaker doesn't know, and he doesn't care either. All he sees is further evidence that the universe is conspiring to keep him horny and unsatisfied.
It took all night for me to understand the dress was designed to fail like that. The hostess was designed to keep it up, as we were designated to chew the small rectangles of food they serve at such affairs, and to salivate while the night moved us around in its mouth.
So this guy at a party was provoked by a sexy woman. He doesn't get lucky with her. He probably doesn't even talk to her. And he goes home disappointed. No surprise there. But the comedy comes from the fact that he realizes that that's why he came in the first place, to be disappointed, to wallow in wounded self-regard, though he hopes no one else notices.
All I remember from that night is that I had come for a mysterious reason, which I waited to see revealed, and that by the end of the evening, I had found my disappointment, which I hoped no one else had seen.
You can read more poems by Tony Hoagland and a fascinating article he wrote about recent trends in American poetry at poetryfoundation.org. Ken Marks, the reader, is currently in Stuff Happens, a political drama by David Hare at the Public Theater in New York City. Tomorrow on the poetryfoundation.org podcast, Marilyn Nelson reads some of her poetry.
Something happened which was even more shocking than the explosion of racism, something I never would have imagined.
The music used in this podcast comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.